McCarthy, if GOP plays games in speaker elections, Dems could end up picking who the speaker is. By Pam Key on November 28, 2022. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, said Monday on Newsmax TV's Spicer & Co. that if Republican members play games, the Democrats may end up picking the next House Speaker. Anchor Sean Spicer said, "We've had a couple of these folks that say that they won't vote for you on the show. When we ask them what they want, they list a couple of rules, concessions that they want. And we say, well, if you get those concessions, will you vote for McCarthy? Well, we're not sure. Well, then, who do you want your candidate to be? We don't know that. You know, one can't." One of those people suggested Jim Jordan. He's supporting you. Marjorie Taylor Greene is supporting you. Donald Trump supporting you. You've raised, what, $500 million? Some of these people, you've actually funded the races. The thing that I don't understand is I don't envy your task. These folks aren't giving you a target. I get your point. There's no alternative. Everybody has voted for you. The conference has spoken. And as James Comer at the top of that clip said, you know, you've earned the opportunity. You were the quarterback, the coach that led them to the big game and won. He asked, so the question is, going back to what Lindsay said. You've got five people that you've laid out all your cards out there. What is it that you are able to say to them that is going to change them at this point to get you 218? McCarthy said, well, we have to listen, but you have to listen to everybody in the conference because five people on any side can stop anything when you're in the majority. I think when you look at the past history, when Paul Ryan ran, he had more people vote against him in the conference, and then they voted for him on the floor. We got five more weeks. We're working through our conference rules today. We want to make sure that everybody has input, but we have to speak as one voice. We will only be successful if we work together, or we'll lose individually. This is very fragile, that we are the only stopgap for this Biden administration. And if we don't do this right, the Democrats can take the majority. If we play games on the floor, the Democrats could end up picking who the speaker is. He added, so I think at the end of the day, comrades will prevail. We'll work together to find the best path forward. And I believe at the end of the day, since I've been leader, all we've done is been able to gain seats. We have not lost seats. We've won seats each and every time where the rest of the Republicans have lost. So I think at the end of the day, we'll find the right path. And we'll make the American public proud of what we're able to accomplish and turn this economy back around, because we're going to focus on the people, not on politics. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.